This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Turkey's president is warning that a bloodbath would result from any Syrian government military offensive on Syria's last rebel stronghold of Idlib. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan repeated his warning Friday at a trilateral summit involving his counterparts from Russia and Iran. Russian President Vladimir Putin said a ceasefire would be pointless as it would not involve Islamist militant groups it deems terrorists. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Syria must gain control over all its territory. Syrian forces have been massing around Idlib, backed by Russian air power and naval might. The Tehran summit was touted as the last chance to avoid the looming military operation. Iran and Russia maintain that Damascus is right to deal with terrorist threats. Meanwhile, the UN envoy for Syria warned Friday that all the ingredients exist for what he called a perfect storm of humanitarian catastrophe if Syria's government, backed by Russia, carries out a large-scale military offensive in Idlib. Stefan de Mistura told the UN Security Council members via video conference that any use of chemical weapons would have worldwide consequences.
Any use of chemical weapons is totally, totally unacceptable. As the OPCW has found, the norm against the use of chemical weapons has been repeatedly violated in Syria.
De Mistura said efforts to combat terrorism do not supersede obligations under international law. Nearly 3 million people live in Idlib. Half of them have been displaced from other parts of Syria. Along with the civilians, the United Nations estimates there are 15,000 terrorist fighters in the province. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Barack Obama weighed in on the midterm elections Friday, urging students at a rally at the University of Illinois Champaign-Urbana to get out and vote because, in his words, our democracy depends on it. Obama has been reluctant to speak about the current state of American politics and to criticize his successor, Donald Trump. However, Friday, the former president said the current state of Washington politics and deep divisions in the country did not start with the Trump administration.
He's just capitalizing on resentments that politicians have been fanning for years. A fear and anger that's rooted in our past, but it's also born out of the enormous upheavals that have taken place in your brief lifetimes.
Meanwhile, at a fundraising speech in North Dakota, President Donald Trump mocked Obama's speech, joking that he had fallen asleep during it. In Trump's words, "I always find him good for sleeping." Obama's appearance at the Central Illinois University campus was the first of several campaign events in the coming weeks, at which he will urge Democratic voters to cast ballots in November's midterm elections to retake control of Congress from the Republicans. British Airways is apologizing for a data breach in the last few weeks that left the credit card information of hundreds of thousands of customers vulnerable. BA CEO Alex Cruz says the attack happened between August 21st and September 5th, and users' names, emails, and credit card information was compromised.
From approximately 11 o'clock at night until last night at approximately quarter to 10, those passengers that used our website, BA.com, and the app to do a transaction by booking, etc., their credit card details and name and address were compromised.
The airline promised to reimburse any financial losses suffered by customers directly because of the theft of their data. The U.S. economy added a higher-than-expected 201,000 jobs in August, while the unemployment rate stayed at 3.9%. Friday's Labor Department report said the average hourly wage jumped 0.4% in August and was 2.9% higher than last year. Gus Fauché is chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group.
This is consistent with what we've seen throughout this year, which we've been averaging job growth of somewhere around 200,000 per month. That's far more than we need to keep up with underlying growth in the labor force, so we continue to see the labor market tighten.
The rising wage and jobs data make it clear that the Federal Reserve will most likely raise short-term interest rates when it meets later this month. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.